Onze volgende gast is een bron van positiviteit, zelfs als hij geblesseerd is. We spreken met Sigurd Bonnefant.
Schot van Bonnefant. Zo, 3 punten.
Ja, dan moet je lekker in je vel zitten.
So welcome, Sigurd, to the second episode of our podcast, Heroes Podcast. You're actually our first foreign guest, if I may say so, the first American guest, first American hero to join us. Welcome. One thing we'd like to ask everyone who gets here, who was your hero?
My hero. You grew up. Just growing up. Oh, man. As a basketball player, you know, for me, it was probably LeBron, just because LeBron, he's from only 30 minutes away from where I'm from. He went to high school in Akron. It's only 30 minutes away. So I would probably say as a basketball player, it was LeBron. But like as a person off the court, I would, you know, my dad probably, my parents, just in general. They did everything for me. Like anything I needed, they were there on the spot. So yeah, I would say my parents and in basketball aspect, LeBron.
Is there still LeBron still a guy who inspires you to this day, or
I mean, yeah, what he's been able to do on the basketball court for as long as he has is amazing. Other players too. Maybe not so much now, just because I'm starting to get older. But you know, I love watching basketball. Any, you know, EuroLeague or NBA or just any good basketball, you know, I enjoy watching it. So yeah.
I just wonder you start playing in the U.S., is there any guys that are in the NBA now that you played with before? Or?
There were a couple that I played against, like Terry Rozier, he plays for Charlotte. Jared Sollinger, played against him. He was in the NBA. He's in China now. Like guys like that, but no one really big that I can think of. I was at the same tournament as Anthony Davis, but we never played against each other. So he's the same age as me. So I would say that was probably the biggest guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Were you always going to be a basketball player? I know that in the U.S., when you're in school or in university, you often try lots of different sports. Was it the case with you as well? Or
yeah, I played American football, baseball, and basketball. I played all those when I was a kid, all the way up till my freshman year of high school. So when I was like 14, 15, I just decided to play basketball because that was definitely my favorite sport. I still loved American football.
What position were you then?
I was the quarterback, actually.
Pretty cool position.
It was cool. And that was definitely a hard decision for me not to keep playing football, because I was pretty good and we had a good team. We were only in junior high, but just decided that I was going to stick to basketball, and it's paid off, honestly, so I can't really have too many complaints about it.
Mm-hmm. You grew up, if I'm correct, in Berlin, Ohio, right?
Yep.
So were you always destined to go to Germany then, or?
No, I actually grew up in Strasburg, Ohio. I live in Berlin. Berlin's my home now. So I grew up in Strasburg, Ohio. It's only 20 minutes away. That's where my dad's side of the family's from. Grew up there till I was 16, and then I moved to Berlin, and now Berlin's my home. But a lot of people, like my old coach in Germany, he said, like, whenever they said a Berlin guy is coming to the team, everyone was freaking out because they didn't know who I was, and the coach was like, yeah, well, he's not German, he's American, and so they were like, oh, okay. So classic mix-up, but I enjoyed my time in Germany for sure.
Yeah, how does the decision come, or how did it come for you to move to Europe from the U.S.? Is it a tough decision to make? Is it?
It was always my dream to play at the pro level, and this was the opportunity that presented itself. My first year was in Spain, second division, Leb Gold, and I took it, and I enjoyed it. It was a lot of ups and downs. Every year there's a lot of ups and downs, but you just keep. That's just the life of it's just life in general, honestly. But especially as a basketball player, any professional athlete, you're always gonna have ups and downs. But yeah, I enjoy it. I love it. It's a great job.
Yeah, actually, you said, like you just said just now, that you enjoyed your time in Germany. We got a question from through Instagram from, I guess, maybe a teammate or one of the fans. ask what's the main difference between your season here or maybe life here and how it was in Ehingen.
Okay. I would say Germany and Holland is a lot are sort of the same for me since being in Spain, you know, just the language barrier itself. But like the weather's kind of the same. Things like that. Everyone's real nice. I would say that people here speak English a lot better. Which I mean, that's just me being selfish, you know. Because I mean, Germans should speak German, you know, and Spanish should speak Spanish, whatever. It's just me being selfish. But the main difference, there's not that many differences, honestly. For me, you know, I live a pretty blessed life. Get to play basketball and go home and relax and try to keep my body right. That's pretty much all I do every day. So, in that aspect, it didn't change as much. Obviously, you know, the new team, new facilities, all that stuff is all different. But everyday life hasn't really changed. No.
Did it take you some time getting used to, like, moving across the ocean to a different country, different culture?
Oh yeah.
In your first year?
Oh yeah, my first year was real bad. When I say bad, just a big learning curve. Being away from home for the first time in my life. And my college, I only went 2 hours away from home. So I'd like anything happened, I could drive home or something happens now, you know, you're not, plus you got a job, you know, you can't really leave, unless it's a huge emergency. But, it was definitely a culture shock for sure. No one spoke English. I know a little bit of Spanish, but not even close to fluent. It was definitely different. There were definitely some rough nights, over there, my first 3-4 months. But I got through it, better person from it, learned and moved on. So yeah.
Looking back on it, are there any things that you would have done differently, in your first season, or that you've really learned from that?
Yeah. I mean a ton. I mean, anything from a lot on the basketball court I've learned just from keeping, you got to keep your body right. In college, we were spoiled with, you know, trainers in the training room 24/7. You can go there, you can get whatever you want all the time. And the trainers here, don't get me wrong, they're great. Like, anything you want, you got it. But in college, it was just a little bit different than here because here we have a nice meal plan, which is great. So you're always eating better, and that's real better here too as well. Just taking care of your body. In Spain, my first year, we didn't have a meal plan, so you know I was cooking every meal, and I wasn't used to that at all for the first 3-4 months. But once I started learning how to cook and just things like that, it got a lot easier.
You a good cook now?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Rice and chicken.
Rice and chicken.
Rice
wow,
and chicken's my go-to.
All right. Yep. All right, well, that's a good meal.
Would your teammates agree you're a good cook?
None of them know, besides Nathan. I live with Nathan, Krill. He would probably say I'm a decent cook, yeah, but I'm a good cook for sure.
Mm-hmm. You just said that, coming to Europe was natural to you as you wanted to be a pro basketball player. We got a question from Jeremy Rieger from Ohio, who'd like to know your thoughts on whether you see any possibility to return to the U.S. to be a pro baller there.
I can't say no. Like, maybe if something were to go down and you never know, the NBA G League or anything. I don't know many leagues in the States besides the G League and the NBA. And right now in my career, that's probably the only thing I might do. But I mean, I'm at a great club here. And we got a long season left, and I'm excited for it to try to make a playoff run and try to do well in this. I mean, every game, you know, this weekend's a big game. Like, every week is a big game from here on out. So I'm not really worried about the future, honestly. I just think about it 1 year at a time just because that's how, you know, I kind of have to do it. But, I mean, yeah, it would be nice, obviously, to go home and play. So if that answers it.
But until or... for the foreseeable future, enough possibilities here, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. Heroes, Den Bosch. I love it.
Very good. Actually, we always ask our previous guests if they have a question for our next guest. So our last guest was Thomas van der Marsch. Maybe you already heard what he was going to ask you.
I did not. Let's hear it.
Okay. So he was pretty positive about you, by the way. he said he admired your positivity and the way you you hold your spirit, and even that you, how you get your teammates up when they're down sometimes. And he went as far as calling you one of his best teammates he has ever had in that regard. So, I mean, that's a pretty good compliment.
Absolutely.
But still no question. So here's the question.
Okay.
He wonders how you always keep being positive and how you can keep your spirit up all the time.
Yeah.
What's your secret to that?
Not a secret, no. It definitely took a lot of ups and downs. And I learned, especially my first, second, even last year, like, you're going to have, I mean, it's just life, but on basketball court as well, you're going to have days where you can do everything right, you know, have a great day, practice, hit every shot, and then maybe the next day, it's not like that. Your feet are a little slow, you're getting burned by, coach is yelling at you, the shots aren't going in. But for me, I learned that you can never mentally get down too low or too high. So, like, those days where you're hitting shots, like, yeah, of course you can, it's okay to be happy. Or if you have a good game, have 20 points, like, of course it's okay to be happy. Like, you should be happy, but never to get too high and never get too low. And keeping my spirit up, like, I just know that my God that I serve, Jesus, he always, was a server. He's servant, first. And that's a quote I try to use a lot, is do more for others and for yourself. So I would say in that regard, that is the biggest aspect in my life.
Yeah, faith is something you can always rely on. Or?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
Do you even go to church here?
I don't, no. I watch my church actually, broadcast back home, so I can actually watch it. But I do need to go to church here. The trainer here actually asked me if I've went, I have not, but I will in the second half of the season for sure.
Mm-hmm. Do you have time for that though? Because I've heard you guys have a pretty busy practice schedule.
Yeah, we do. If I'm assuming church here is on Sunday, so we usually have Sundays off. So there's no excuse for me not to make it. So you're right.
All right.
Yep.
And this positivity of yours, the spirit that Thomas admires so much. We got to address the elephant in the room. Does it also help you much more when you're injured, for example?
Yeah.
No,
definitely. And a lot of my teammates have been helping me too, because, I mean, this is the first time that I've really been, and I mean, it's not like it's a weird injury, but it's the first time I've ever really been injured. I've missed, like I told you, like a week or so, sprained an ankle, something like that. But yeah, I've never missed 2 weeks. This is the longest I've ever missed in my whole career. Stefan, like he's probably the best captain that I've ever played for, played with. Just a true professional. I know you hear it all the time, but he really is. I played on a lot of teams, a lot of basketball, and he's as real as they come. And he just, you know, looked at me one day. I probably walked in the locker room. It was probably last week sometime, and I knew I wasn't gonna play at Leiden. My head was kind of down. He's just like, hey, Sig, just stay positive, man. Like, long season. And I'm like, yeah, you're right. Honestly, like, I know it sucks because I wanted to. I mean, Leiden's a big game. Again, every game is big, but at Leiden, they knew that they wanted to beat us, obviously, because the last time we played them. So, but yeah, Steph was just like, hey, man, stay positive. And like your question said, my faith. I mean, yeah, I know God's got a plan. I know it sucks, and not everything is gonna go, you know, perfect, but. Yeah, I'm just doing everything I can to get my foot right and hopefully be back as soon as possible and better than I was.
Yeah, and how's your position right now on the injury? Are you?
It's getting better every day, so that's the positive. The negative is it's just taking a long time, longer than I thought to heal. And I think coach and the trainers are all on the same page that they don't want to rush me back and then, you know, have it linger for 2 months other than, you know, rest a little bit longer and then maybe be 100% in a couple of weeks. So we'll just, it's really day by day right now, just seeing how it goes.
But it's probably good to think that you'll be back after Christmas break.
100%, yeah, well, 100%. Probably. Yeah, 100% for sure. Mm. Yep.
And you now you haven't played in two games in a row. You've been on the bench for them, I guess.
Yeah, yep.
How is the view different from the bench than when you're in the field? Did you learn anything new from
definitely.
Games?
Yeah, and I've been trying to, even in practice, just seeing things that I normally don't see when I'm on the court, you know, playing my position. You know, there's things you miss other than watching practice. And for the last 2 weeks, I've just been watching practice, watching games. And, yeah, there's definitely a lot of things that I'm excited to try to implement when I finally get back and, you know, practicing to get better at, and things that I see that, you know, I should do, or just things like that. And I'm excited to try them out.
Any specific aspects you want
to
get better
really
in
specific.
Your game?
I mean, of course, I want to get better at everything, you know, defense, you know, driving to the hoop, you know, everything, shooting. You can get better at everything. So, yeah.
But you can't practice everything at once. So what's the main thing for you now?
The main thing right now for me in practice is just trying to be, just staying more aggressive. And I've the last, which sucks because the last two games I was starting to really get a little rhythm going, personally. But I mean, the injury happens, so it happens, but I'm not going to let that stop me. So whenever I come back, I'm still going to, you know, full go, being aggressive. So, yeah.
And you've been off the court now, unfortunately, for 2 weeks.
Yep.
What is Sigurd Bonnefint like off court?
Off the court, man, I'm just a chill guy, honestly. You can ask Nathan. I'm just chilling at the house.
We're gonna ask Nathan.
Oh,
so
yeah,
you gotta be honest.
Yeah, he's gonna tell you. I play some video games. I like to play video games with my friends back home.
Mm.
So like on Sundays, I'll call them at like 1 o'clock. It's like 7 a.m. their time. They don't like it, but I wake them up. Tell them, hey, get on. And we just talk for hours and just laugh, and that's a lot of fun too. So yeah, normally I'm just watching Netflix. You can tell Coach watching film, because I do watch film a little bit, obviously. Every basketball player does, but yeah, just at home watching, just chilling, relaxing. Nathan will tell you the same thing. If he doesn't, he's lying.
And of course, great way to stay in contact with the home base, I guess.
Oh, yeah, yeah. FaceTime my girlfriend and my mom and dad, everybody. Yep.
All right, and how's Don Boss been to you? I mean, in the house, it's all fun and games.
Yeah.
But I guess you got to know the city a little as well now.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a great city. I usually don't go out that much, honestly, because I live in Durenbos or Vinkel, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's like 15, 20 minutes away, which isn't bad at all. But I'll go and get some Happy Italy or go to a restaurant or something like that once a week, for sure.
But I think we probably got our first sponsor there.
So. There you go. But no, but yeah, just on the Durenbos, it actually reminds me of home, honestly, because I'm from the country area. I live with like the Amish community, so yeah, a ton of animals out there and stuff. So I feel right at home.
Very good. So yeah, back to the court. I'm guessing you've been a bit unlucky with the injury. How's the season other than that going for you?
Other than that, yeah, it's going well. Yeah, I didn't start off. I mean, this is just personally, individually, I didn't start off maybe as best as I wanted to, but I kept growing, kept getting better every day. I started to get a rhythm. The injury, it happens, I understand. So hopefully when I get back, it'll be the same. But team-wise, yeah, we've lost a couple games that definitely sting a little bit. But, I mean, for us being a brand-new team, you know, none of us played with each other last year, so I think we're holding up pretty well. We're starting to get some chemistry, starting to get some bond. We're getting better on defense, on offense. I mean, we've still got a long way to go for where, you know, our potential can lead us. But I think it could be a special year for these guys.
How have you grown into the team? Because I'm sure that at the start of the season, you pictured yourself filling in a certain type of role.
Yeah.
Coach did as well.
Yeah.
Do you think like things have gone according to plan, or do you think like, well, the season has gone like this, now I'm in this type of role which fits me well?
Yeah. I don't know. That's kind of a tough question. I would say yeah. I know my role and coach knows my role. And I think I'm starting to think everybody knows their role on the team.
Mm-hmm.
So that's So yeah, that's good, because I mean, on a team, you know, you just have to know your role and you have to play your role 100%. And that's all you can really worry about. Just go out there, play as hard as you can on defense, try to rebound, box out, make open shots, make a couple plays. I feel like we have a lot of guys that can do a lot of things. And so, you know, one game it might be, you know, I don't know, Nathan to score 20, and then the next game, you know, Henry might get 20. It's just things like that. So we got a lot of skilled guys on our team. So for that, I think we're starting to realize that too. And so none of us really care, you know, who scores 20. We just want to win.
Mm.
So your 20-point game is still to come then?
Probably. Yes, absolutely. Yes, it is.
What's been your best game until now, you think?
Till now? I don't know. I haven't really had, like, a great breakout game individually, but I've played well a lot of games, you know, on defense, hit some open shots, things like that. But, yeah, it's still a long season to go, and I'm looking forward to it.
Maybe a standout moment from one of those games?
The home Donar win was obviously a big one, and versus Leiden at home. Both games that we really clicked. The Donar game, we really clicked on defense. And Leiden, we obviously clicked on offense. So both of those games were good, for sure.
And personally?
I would probably say... the Donar game, like, yeah, I didn't score too much or anything, but I went in there. I played my role. I played defense. Didn't let Matt Williams get a score on me. Didn't even let him maybe get one shot, if that. So, yeah, I would probably say Donar.
So now we've got the Christmas break coming up. I'm guessing you're going to go to your folks as well?
Yep. I fly out this Sunday.
What would be the first thing you would tell them about them, boss?
About
living in the Netherlands, yeah. Maybe.
Oh, I'll tell them it's great. It's great. I have nothing bad to say about living in the Netherlands. Everything's good. I'm happy here. It's great. So I'll just tell them that.
And they're coming over to see you at some point?
Yeah. Yeah, they'll come. My dad coaches basketball back home, girls varsity high school. So his season's over in March, so he'll be over here in March. My mom will probably come before that. So they'll both visit for sure.
And then when 2020 hits, do you have any big New Year resolutions for yourself?
No, I don't really. Just, you know, try to be better on and off the court than I was the last year. You know, that's all I got. Yep.
Once you get back home in a few days, do you guys do anything special around Christmas time?
Yeah. I mean, my family, like, on the Christmas Day, we always go to my dad's, mom and dad, so my grandparents, they have a farm, and my whole family's there, probably like 20, 30 of us, and we always have a gift exchange and eat and then just hang out and chill, and that's probably, you know, that's awesome to see all them, because I haven't seen them since the summer. So yeah, that's pretty much the only tradition we got. Christmas Eve, we go to church. I go to church with my mom, my sister usually, and then, yeah, that's about it.
How does that work during New Year's? Because you'll be back here,
yeah,
again. Are you going to FaceTime them to count down with them? Or
no, usually don't. I'll FaceTime them on New Year's Day.
Mm.
And just tell them Happy New Year's and stuff. But, yeah, probably won't, unfortunately.
At least you got your roommates to celebrate New Year's with.
Yep, absolutely. Yep.
Do you have any special questions to our next guest, Nathan Krill, your roommate? Probably know him the best of all.
Unfortunately, I probably do. No, I'm just kidding. No, I love Nate. Great roommate to have, great teammate to have. A question that I have for Nate is just ask him when he's going to shave his beard.
All right.
Just that's what you need to ask him, because it's starting to get out of hand.
You don't know the answer to that?
I do. No, I don't actually. Mm. When he's going to shave. Well, he told me he might shave when his girlfriend leaves. But
well, now we already have the answer.
Yeah, but you know, he also said he was gonna cut his hair like 2 months ago, and
oh wow,
he hasn't cut his hair. So oh, wow. You never know that guy. You never know him.
We'll see about that. Thank you for taking the time to sit with us, and good luck on your recovery. First, we hope to see you on the court as soon as possible.
Thank you for having me. I enjoyed it.
Dat was alweer de tweede aflevering van de Heroes Podcast, deze keer met Sigurd Bonnefund. Mocht je daarnaast nog een nieuwe stem hebben gehoord? Dat klopt, Kai Hombergen was er dit keer ook bij. Heb je nou zelf ook een vraag voor onze volgende gast Nathan Krill? Stuur die dan naar het e-mailadres marketing@heroesdenbosch.com. Niets meer missen van de Heroes Podcast? Abonneer je dan gauw. Laat ons ook vooral weten wat jij van onze laatste aflevering vond. De volgende aflevering van de Heroes Podcast kunnen jullie in het nieuwe jaar verwachten. En voor nu wensen we jullie dan ook een fijn kerstfeest en alvast een gelukkig nieuwjaar.